This is a continuation of the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization.
Is this Kruger? Oh, no, no, no.
No, these are late file requests.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So, before the board, we have two different late file requests. Request for reconvene for Kim Moon. This is for tax parcel 131-507-000 and 131-47-000. They purchased the property after July 1st and for less than 90%.
Okay.
Good to me.
Okay. And then next is another reconvene request for Brianna and Kevin Ariola. Tax parcel number... ding-dong, you put your phone number there.
That's not good on the tape.
I'm sorry. Let's stop and I can always erase. Well, no, I can take that out.
Okay.
Okay, let's try this again. Another request for reconvene. You know what? This is a continuation of the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, this point is property owned by Theodore and Catherine Renault. Petition 19004901 for account 177496032. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Catherine Renault in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand? Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know or remind you that we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. Mm-hmm. Assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he does not get a decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you explain your appeal.
Yeah, right. Well, this is my third or fourth year appealing. And nothing has changed other than the same argument of overassessment. And what I provided this time, I live in a neighborhood of 317 homes, West Ridge Place, 40 of which are in a gated community, so you want to exclude them. They're mansions, so you want to exclude them. But I'm assessed, again, per square foot, higher than the mansions are in the gated community and higher than anybody on my street or the street next to me or the street over from me. This keeps continuing, and it's very frustrating. So there's 274 homes in my neighborhood, which would be West Ridge Place. The vast majority are two-story homes. There's only... I haven't actually counted, but my guess is there's only six single-story homes in West Ridge, of which we're one. We're one of the oldest homes. I think we were the second to fourth home constructed in West Ridge and sold, so we're right up there as one of the oldest homes in West Ridge. 20 to 21-year-old home now. The homes that I have provided as comparable are right down the street from me, approximately a block to a block and a half away, that sold in 2018. Because we're looking for an assessed value by law of January 1, 2019. That's the assessed valuation date. So I pulled the right down my street the sales that were closest that occurred to that date. There was nothing that occurred right at, of course, that date. There rarely is, but you try to get close to that assessed valuation date. These are similar homes, would sell similar to me, and on my document, probably the best thing is to, because we're all the same square, approximately same land, that square footage. You know, we vary a little bit here and there, but we're all approximately very close to a quarter acre right on this street, and in most of West Ridge, as a matter of fact. They are all two stories. Again, no ranch homes were sold in West Ridge in 2018. So I didn't have a comparable of a ranch within West Ridge. But you can see that price per square foot of the ones that were sold was around $185 to $202 a square foot, which is the only way I can reduce this to some kind of valuation comparable, because other than that, we're all fairly similar. We've got the same stuff inside. You know, we may vary by a bedroom or a bathroom or something. And what I've appealed for is $204 a square foot, recognizing a slight increased value to a ranch, and that we're in West Ridge. Now, the interesting thing, the statement about West Ridge sales prices actually dropped last year. I don't know why. I don't have an explanation for that. There were very few homes sold in Westridge in 2018, for one thing. But they dropped compared to neighborhoods that surround us. So that was what I used in coming up with my request for about $380,000 for the value of my home. It's pretty much the same argument I've made for 3 years. And this year I even made a trip down to the county to ask them, because they're using an algorithm and they're just simply resetting. They're not resetting that algorithm. The other thing is when I researched, when I got my appraised value, I researched the 15 homes on my street. Every single one of them dropped in appraised value 4, 5 to 8% from the previous year, and I went up 14%.
These properties went down by?
They went down by 5 to 8% in appraised value.
You've seen this.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Those are all in Vancouver, though.
They're in Vancouver, but they're also 20 blocks away from me.
Well, no, and you're in Camas.
I'm not in Camas. I'm actually in the city of Vancouver.
Oh, okay. I just looked at the address.
Oh, yeah, the mailing, long story short, rural mailing address 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And the postmaster won't change it to Vancouver.
Oh,
so okay. It's a Camas mailing address, city limits of Vancouver.
Okay.
You're in the city limits of Vancouver?
Yes, I'm okay. In the city limits. Yeah. I'm a half mile from the boundary of
you're
Camas.
You're Shahela?
Shahela Middle School,
yeah.
Right there, Union High School.
Across from the shopping center.
Yeah, across from the shopping center, that kind of thing. So, not knowing what the county used, a year ago the county never responded to my request to provide their. This year they finally did. And I'd like to point out that the valuations they used are, with the exception of one, nowhere near the January 1 date that's required by law. They're not even close. They're also more than 20 blocks away in a particular subdivision area who has seen an increase in sales prices year over year. Again, I don't know why, but it's a very active selling area. It's an active area for senior citizens to come into in the last 2 years. I've kind of made it my job to track this stuff for the last 4 or 5 years.
Are these this area, is it predominantly ranch style?
It's a mix, and it's on differing size lots. It's an older community, but I'd like to also point out that their values are down around $400,000. And I didn't compute the square footage on that. I should have. But then the county just comes up with my value of $428,000. So their own evidence doesn't support their conclusion.
Your house, I think, has more street appeal than...
It may have more street appeal, but it doesn't change the value of the home. That's the other thing in a market. It doesn't change the value of the home. People are looking for other things than street appeal. Street appeal gets somebody to come in and look at your house.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really change whether somebody buys it or not. So, long story short, I'm back to the same argument of being overassessed, fair value of around $202 a square foot, $380,000. I don't have any comparables in Westridge, but as I said, the county itself lowered its assessment values on everyone in the neighborhood except me.
So did we set the 375 value last year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also a single story. I've had the question before whether I was two story, one and a half. I just happen to have in that front entrance is a 15-foot ceiling
entryway.
And you probably have maybe 9-foot ceilings or something like that?
I have 9-foot. Yeah, that's pretty standard for the time. It's actually interior. It's not an open floor plan. It's a closed-off floor plan on the inside. It works well for two people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an adult disabled daughter who lives with us.
So Westridge is about 10th, isn't it? So you must be just off of Westridge?
No, yes. I'm just one street off of Westridge,
mm-hmm.
Off the boulevard. Which is becoming a major thoroughfare, which is the other problem that we're having in the neighborhood, and the serious amount of cars that are going through our neighborhood now, trying to bypass the 7 lights that now exist on 192nd from 20th up to 1st.
Yeah.
They're bypassing through Westridge, and they're also coming off Westridge Boulevard and coming through, there's C-196. They're turning left on 196 and coming up 10th Street and then turning left on 195th. I sat outside one day and just clicked because I was getting annoyed because I couldn't even get to my mailbox without cars. And I had 250 cars that day go by me.
Get down here to the
get down there. Yeah. Well, and there's speed bumps on 195th, which hasn't stopped them.
Where does that come into?
It comes into, is it 15th? 15th. It comes out at 15th.
There's 13th.
On down here.
Yeah, it's on down.
The street comes
in. Yeah, it's right.
So is that where 15th, is that where, I'm thinking of something else. Mm-hmm.
Well, that there is a shopping center right there, and it's where the Providence, is it Providence?
Yeah, there's a pizza parlor there. There last week.
Not there, but down below it. Down below, below, it's on the other side of 15th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's all residential north of 15th.
Yeah,
there's pizza parlor. There's I think it's Providence. Somebody opened an urgent care center there. Mm-hmm. It's mostly empty, kind of stuff. So that's become very commercially developed all along there. And then of course over you get over into Camas, over in there off Bybee Road, and that's either unincorporated or it's Camas. So I don't have any more to say other than asking for a fair assessment and not an over-assessment of my home.
Okay.
Got
any
it.
Any questions?
Nope.
No.
We got
You're
it.
Going to start recognizing me pretty soon.
I recognized you when you came in.
Yeah. Believe in our fair share. I just don't believe in algorithms that...
Don't even get reset every year.
Well, don't even get close.
All right, close it here.
Of the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Jason and Jamie Richer. Petition 19004001 for account number 911-03245. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
This is the 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Kathleen Thomas and Nancy Buchanan. Petition number 19003801 for account number 229240024. I forgot to mention board members present this morning are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Kathy Thomas and Nancy Buchanan in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I do have one question on procedure. Each year, for the last 2 years, I have asked for the data from the assessor. The first year, I got it, and I had the whole write-up. Last year and this year, I did not get it. Is there a reason why we're not receiving that information?
He is required to give it to give you information, and his position is that his requirement obligation is met by, can you go back to that page? Providing, one more page. On this page right here where it says sales search over there at the top.
Yes.
If you click that, it'll give you sales that are, it'll theoretically bring up the sales comparable that are can be used as comparable to your property. Some of them are comparable, some of them are just in your neighborhood. And
right.
So you got to cherry pick through those. His contention is, his obligation is met by providing that online.
Okay, so online. That's how he's doing it. So we don't get hard copy anymore.
They do still, I don't know what their...
Sometimes they do, sometimes
prioritization is.
Okay.
But I do see them supplying it for some people and sometimes not.
Right. Well, when I went and looked at that, I went, So how did he come up with this amount of money then? I mean, it didn't make any sense. So I went, okay, fine. So I just went out and I looked at it within his time frame, everything from three different companies who had sold houses in that same amount of time, and I compared them to what they were assessing, and I went, not even close. So, and I gave you the highest that I found and the lowest. And last year when we did this, the 733 that I estimated was based on percentage because they were saying the property values were going up between 5 and 8%. So I thought, okay, in our area, we've got 2.5 acres. I went ahead and took the 8%. But there was nothing that justified in the selling of the house, in other words, what buyers are willing to pay, that was actually confirming that that's what they were sold for. This year, I strictly went off, okay, let's look at hard data and see what are houses being sold for. And as we've talked about before, this is an unusual house. I mean, it's got a lot of square footage, but the square footage is based on very wide hallways and a lot of space to accommodate my folks, 96 years old now. And so it's made for wheelchairs and walkers and all of that. It's laminate, it is linoleum, it's none of the fancy stuff, so we fall under the average. This year we actually have true data in our neighborhood. They sold a home in our neighborhood, took almost 6 months to do it, but it's on the 2.5 acres, it's the 3,400 square feet. That one sold for $709. And as I mentioned, it took three different buyers to finally buy the house. But I knew after them finally selling theirs that all the data that I provided you and found online was accurate for what buyers are willing to pay. And so there is no improvements on the home from, you know, day one, but increasing it $150,000 made no sense at all. So that's why I left it at the 730 where it should stay and not be raised to $879,010.
Okay, you've done the right thing by going and getting comparable properties. I mean, that's the right thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you provided the correct information that you can provide. And like I said, that's available. I don't know if you knew that was available.
Yes.
Okay. That's his contention. And we brought that up to the Department of Revenue when we've been up there in sessions with them. And they said they would check into it, but we've never heard any response.
That he's not supplying the evidence to you.
Right.
And that's his contention, is that he's supplying that information so he doesn't have to supply anything else.
How do you feel like your comp 3 compares to your home? Sold for $780,000 in April. Square footage is pretty comparable, bedrooms and bathrooms.
Oh, it does not.
This one, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah, if you look at that, when the square footage is comparable, but in every graph, you always have one outlying property. That is the only outlying property, and everything else that is in the comparable range is significantly lower. It's usually in the 600,000s or less. But I didn't want to cherry pick to the point that I didn't include that one outlier just to show you, yes, I truly looked at all the data and not just what looked perfect for what I was saying.
I don't have any more questions.
This page back here, these are...
just all the sales in your area. Right?
These are sales?
Yes.
Actual sales.
Yeah, these are, because I went through everything, because I wanted to use just hard data on what had been sold in that same time period without doing, like last year, I just did percentages. This year I said, no, we're going to look at what's actually happened and just demonstrate, guys, this is not what's happening as far as what people are willing to pay. And that's the whole criteria, what the buyer is willing to pay. They are not paying 800 and some odd ridiculous $1,000 for our houses. They're just not. And when they walk into ours, they're going to go, wait a minute, this doesn't have all the fancy stuff, and I'm going to throw in another $200,000 to bring it to that point. So it's just not comparable.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, I understand it.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see you next year, like you said. Well, she said that last year.
Yeah. Well,
she's explained people.
Actually. We're going to have to make stamps for you so you can have a book and put the flyer stamps in there every year you come in.
Next year I'll bake you some cookies. Thank you.
Okay.
This is a continuation of the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board, at this point, is property owned by Michael and Crystal Katzer. Petition 19004801 for account number 986035970. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Michael Katzer in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth and a penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. So last year, we agreed that 355, I contested this last year, had comparables. 355 was the assessed value. The land value has went down a little bit. Right now, my main concern is our building has raised an $82,371 increase in value. When researching this, I noticed that our construction quality had changed. It had been upgraded to Fair Plus from Fair. I was curious of why that had happened. The land itself is very limited to expansion with additions, outbuildings, etc. We have multiple easements. We have a 60-foot utility easement on the north property line. We have, the neighbor has a 55-foot septic easement, which is basically the septic drain field in our front yard. We are a severe erosion hazard, and we have a creek with significant setbacks, which would actually be the only reasonably flat area if I was to build a shop, and I'm unable to. Now, when looking at comparables...
Unable to build a shop because of that?
The setbacks. It would be...
What's that, 100 feet? 200 feet?
I think it's 75 from the high water mark, which where the high water mark is, what they claim with our... Because I had to go through this for a septic drain field. We had to move our whole drain field. It would essentially put it right...
Where's the utility?
The utility easement? It is on 230th. From Centerline to Road,
here, I'll give you
30 feet to the south.
Here's a little red dot thing. Just push the button on the side.
All right. Fancy here. 30 feet from centerline of that road into my property.
Okay.
That's the utility easement going all the way up. There's a water main, phone, etc.
And then this, how many feet is it?
60 foot, so, but 30 feet from centerline, 60 foot. Overall,
so it's 30 feet on your property and 30 feet on the property.
Yeah, so it's a 60-foot easement total.
Okay.
And then on top of the easements, the setbacks, we have sloped. The whole back half of my property is sloped more than the, what they call 15%, and which puts us into the severe slope. We also have a high archaeological probability. So our property...
Cool. What?
Archaeological probability.
Got arrowheads or something?
I guess. I don't know.
That's what they told you, huh?
I mean, I flint nap, so I could be tossing them out there, too.
There's our bones.
Yeah. So
the chief's buried in the backyard.
Right. So we, very limited. I mean, essentially, I would say.
Where's your house at?
Up near the, that thing's horrible for me. About right here.
Okay.
So we're, our driveway comes directly across. Yeah.
And your drain field goes where?
Our drain field's right here. and it was supposed to be up here, but the way the creek swoops through, they had to move it down and up.
Where's your neighbor's drain field?
This whole stretch right here is the neighbor's drain field on the north property line. Hmm. So you can actually see their pipes sticking up in our front yard. So this right here, this is like a finger ridge that runs out, breaks off to the creek, breaks off. This is a giant bowl right here. From the road, it slopes down, slopes down. This is all marshy. I mean, our backyard just drops off. Really not a whole lot you can do with half the property. I mean, over
half. Put the contour lines up.
Okay.
Is it completely finished now? Or?
The house? For occupancy, yeah. Okay. I mean, we got occupancy. That's why I'm kind of a loss of why we had
I know that they had a comment in there. If there's things that are unfinished, if you let them know.
We added a front porch. That was last year. I notified you guys last year when I was here.
Put the contour okay. lines. That's so. 10-footer on. 10-foot size, yeah.
Yeah. Turn that off.
Don't you have to check that box up there? Yeah. There you go. Okay, now which one there is your
right.
property?
Yeah, right.
It's not too bad of sloping, but
that one there.
Yeah.
So
it does slope.
I don't even think that's a fair representation, honestly, of the way that finger ridge is way too far into the neighbor's property, those contour lines. I walk it with the dog. But so, okay. I guess moving on with the comparables, there's one in particular I used last year. It sold a month before I was here, and it is at 219.09244. I don't think my wife.
It's on here. We found
okay.
It's the first one on here.
So. It sold last year for $354. You guys had an assessed value at $373, or not you guys, the county, $373,327. It has actually gone down to $370,732. It has roughly the same amount of acres, slightly less, a quarter acre difference. Slope, everything is very comparable.
And it's got a shop.
It's got three outbuildings. Its construction quality is fair, just as ours was last year. Now it's fair plus, and condition is average. Very, very close. And there's a $60,000 difference right now between the county's value and ours.
Do you know the age of it? I see you've got in here that it was remodeled in 2018.
It was.
Do you have any idea how old the original structure is?
It's older. I want to say 50. But they tore that thing apart. So moving on to 24117 Northeast 197th. 2.5 acres, very similar land wise. Sale amount, April of this year, $350,000. The county actually assesses that one at $274,321.
Is it older, or is it?
It's older, an older
home. It's remodeled in 2012.
Yep.
It's 600 feet smaller than yours too.
But almost. What is 30 is 3, so $160,000 difference in the assess, roughly. Comparable 2419 Northeast 209th Street. Probably 2.5 miles. Smaller lot, 0.69 acres. It sold for $372,000. Now this construction quality is average. It is actually a better per the county on their website. Construction quality by definition. It is of better quality. Their assessed value is $315,278. Their building value is $173,000.
And it sold in March for $350,000.
What's that?
It sold in March of this year for $350,000.
$372,000.
$372,000. Okay, because we look a lot more at sale We don't really compare assessed values.
Okay.
We're looking at sales.
But as far as the assessed value on the building itself, though, their building value is 173,619. The county has ours at 229.
So yours is a much newer house, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Again, we don't compare assessed values. We look at comparable sales that you provide that support the value that you want on your home.
Okay.
This is Dan always says, all of these assessed values could be wrong. So the only true...
You're looking at sales, comparable sales.
That's what tells you what a house is really worth. It's what it sells for.
So with that being said, all these comparables that I have given you guys, I added them all together and got an average price of $365,750. That, and they are all... Four of them, I believe, are 2 acres or more.
Four of them including yours?
That's not including mine, no. I did not add mine in the...
Okay.
In the,
and you didn't?
Because ours, we bought the land and developed it, so...
That one is only 0.69 acres.
That's the one, yeah, in Vennersburg by the store. That one sold for 372, I believe.
Yeah.
That's the one that is... less than 2 acres.
Are you in the Vennersburg area? Is that where?
I'm about 3 miles north from that house, northeast.
This last one on this new sheet that you provided, 21101 Northeast 267, that's not the same as what you had on the first sheet.
Mm-hmm.
That one's closer on square footage. Those two in the middle of the square footage is a lot different.
And that one has the one you're describing.
Sold for 387.
Yep, and it also has 3 outbuildings. An addition was done in 2006. So.
Okay.
The one that I do in my research had significant questions about. It's a home that was built. I know the builder, and he actually walked through the home. It's a beautiful custom home, like absolutely beautiful. It's on 10 acres, average plus building quality. I know he has sale price and all, but it's a new construction, similar to ours. The assessed is $565,147. The tax value is $394.81. They're claiming it is FR40, which I am also. That's a $171,000 difference. So between the $394 tax, the $565 assessed, that's a 30% difference. With that 30% difference, and I'm assuming it's in land value, that's $61,000 if I was to take 30% off of my land value. That would be a total of $61,000 off to make it equivalent.
What if they have it assessed as being fully finished? Did you say it was built in 2017? I wonder if it's being assessed as being fully finished.
It has 2018, 2019 assessed values that were similar to the 1920 assessed. So.
But again, we're looking at sales.
I just, that one, very confused with.
I don't have any more questions.
Did you look at the ones that the assessor provided here on your sheet?
Have you seen that?
Did you get that?
I don't know if I got that.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. I just wondered if you compared with that. What, you know, if you looked at those at all. But.
No, I don't know if I...
It's dated 9/16 of 2019. Hmm.
I saw
they appear to be considerably better located than you. Mm-hmm. They appear to be in down in Brush Prairie and closer to Battle Ground.
Yeah, we're a ways out of town.
Yeah.
And we also are on a privately maintained road, over a mile of road we maintain all winter long ourselves. So we
you're just barely inside the United States, right?
I mean, we're out there all winter long with tractors. We have our own salter I hook up to my truck. We maintain it. I mean, we got 42 inches of snow 2 years ago overall throughout the winter. So
you are married to a wonderful woman. I would say that.
Yeah, we actually, there's more than There's about generally a 2.5 week stretch where I'm parking at the mailbox is half mile both ways and walking home. Other than that, I'm changing.
Fill your own potholes.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's plenty. Yeah, I've bought some asphalt mix and plenty of gravel for sure.
All right, I don't have the other questions.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, I got it.
Did you want one of these for your records?
Could I?
Yeah. Awesome. Do you want to give up your... I can't give up mine, but...
Oh, here, I'll give him mine.
Give him yours?
Thank you.
Perfect.
Appreciate it.
Can you close the hearing?
Okay. You got anything else?
I don't.
Okay.
Sure, I'm forgetting something, but...
Close the hearing.
Okay. This is a continuation of the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by Jeffrey Krueger. Petition 19004401 for account 988-251-20. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close.
All right, we're continuing on the November 15th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have another request for reconvene for Brianna and Kevin Areola. This is, property address is 14201 Northeast 50th Avenue in Vancouver. Reconvening code is 03, stating that in an arm's length transaction, they purchased the property after July 1st and for less than 90% of the assessed value.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.